Here we go. Here we go. It's a lot going on, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Green Legion Radio. I am your host, Quimby, reaching out to you from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. What happened?
Rex didn't even have his headphones on.
Rex is
an idiot. He's like, are we doing a show right now? What are we doing?
When was the last time Rex paid attention to anything?
That's true.
Good point.
I'm just a buffer between Rob and Chris today.
You are a speed bump, sir. You are a human speed bump. Everybody, let me introduce real fast my illustrious panel to my left. First of all, actually, we are on location at our tailgate spot before the Phillies-Pirates game that starts at 7:05 tonight. Our new friends at Pork and Beans. Guys, between shows, because there is going to be another show after this. We are running the Rob V Show right after this. The 350th episode of the Rob V Show, which is fantastic. And honestly, I've been around for about 250 of those, and I've never been the same, including that rash one time.
Yeah.
But
that one time in L.A., you got the rash?
that one time in L.A.? So Pork and Beans, you guys, between shows, you got to get something to eat. That food is ridiculous up there. It is probably the best we've ever had.
I saw you eating those chicken wings last night, Quinn, and
no doubt, was going to town.
I thought you were
going to
eat the bone.
I did. I did nibble a little bit.
Choking hazard at Pork and Beans.
Actually, this is in Pittsburgh on 6th Street, right at the base of the Roberto Clemente Bridge. Roberto Clemente Bridge. It's a Texas-infused style barbecue, nominated for a bunch of James Beard Awards. If you're a foodie, I guess you know what that is. I don't.
I am.
I was just told that.
Drinky's been good, too.
So we are here on location with our new friends, and we've got about 130 people in here right now. Probably going to get to about 150 before it's all said and done. Small trip. Phillies didn't do much help the last couple of months to get our numbers up on this one, but you look like you're ready to say something. You can either put your hand up, or if you open up your mouth and don't say anything, somebody might put something in it.
No comment right now.
Everybody, real fast, let's get to our sponsors, and then we're gonna do a different show. We're gonna talk Phillies on the tail end. But speaking of tail, a great tail end. We just had some visitors from cheerleaders here in Pittsburgh. They're gonna be on the Rob V Show here in a little bit. Sean, we're running a radio show. Shut up. That's Sean Henderson, everybody. Natalie, I don't know what you're doing with him. I really don't. I just don't know. Yeah, I hear you.
His face smells like ass and balls, Quimby.
Whose was he buried in last night? That's the real question. Okay, so our sponsors. If you are drinking beer in the Philadelphia area or anywhere else for that matter, you are drinking Miller Lite, our longest sponsor from a beer standpoint. Rivers Casino, formerly Sugar House, is now Rivers Casino, and they were kind enough to let everybody park in their lot as our new buses, Delaware Express, which are awesome.
Yes, very nice.
Rolled us into Pittsburgh. Oh, thank God. Everybody's here. Also, Bucks County Baseball Company, our good friend J.P. Lutz up in the Northeast. The showroom is huge. The website is even bigger, BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. Make sure you check them out for all of your Philly sports needs, including vintage gear and a lot of their own creations. We are working with them as well to start the Green Legion store, which should be out in about 2 to 3 weeks, which is also pretty awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Our good friend Mike McVeigh at David Dodge Chrysler Jeep. If you are looking for any vehicle that falls under that window, especially a Jeep, reach out to Mike McVeigh, set up an appointment, go up and talk to him. You're going to talk sports for the first hour and a half, and then you're going to realize you didn't even buy a car. But it's an amazing experience as opposed to normal car buying experience, which we know is a hell of a pain in the ass. Our good friends at Kavanaugh's Restaurants, Brian Pavelchek, Pat Pavelchek, and Kenny Hutchings. We've got Kavanaugh's River Deck on the water, Kavanaugh's Head House, which is right off of 2nd and South, Kavanaugh's Rittenhouse, which is on Sansom Street between 18th and 19th. Visit our good friend Paul, working the basement bar. And, of course, the 39th and Sansom University City Kavanaugh's and our good friend Brian Pavelchek up there. All of the beautiful ladies at Delilah's. I don't know if that's a good thing to talk about Delilah's and cheerleaders in the same sentence, but
all Philadelphia.
All Pittsburgh right now.
Yeah.
Because all Pittsburgh all the time right now is Sorry, family friendly program.
That's in an hour.
You always say that.
I know. And our 20-year sponsors, our longest-standing sponsors in Manayunk, the Bayou.
I love
and
that bar.
Bourbon Blue and the Bayou's Prodigy Cactus. And, of course, their love child, the Manayunk Sport and Social Club, the most sociable intramural sports leagues in the city. And, of course, our good friend Ken Davies and all the City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and East Market, as well as Somo Sophie, our good friend Jahari Evans, who I am going in on Sixers tickets with in his suite this year. So we got 4 Sixers tickets to every game in a suite, and I will be giving most of those away to our clients and good causes. So
fantastic. Great job.
And a small conversation that might bring us back somewhere we need to be. I'm not going to say it's done yet, but there's a possibility that Stateside Vodka might be back on board for this year, which we couldn't be happier about. We're going to find out if we can accomplish exactly what we're trying to there. But they've been open to the conversation, and I appreciate Clement Pappas, one of the owners, for opening up the dialogue again. All right, boys, big news right now. First of all, my panel, which I said I was going to introduce in the beginning, to the left, he is my co-host today on Green Legion Radio. I will be his co-host and his bitch on his show in a little bit. Mr. Rob Valivas, how are you, sir?
Buenos dias.
Coke and taco, motherfucker. Next to him, in charge of security that has never secured a goddamn thing except a load, our good friend Brian Conroy. You can call him Rex. What's up, Rexalicious?
Thanks for having me, man.
Thanks for talking like a girl. Get some bass back in your voice.
Yeah.
There we go. I got him mad last night, and I finally heard him fucking erupt a little bit. It was great. He didn't know what to say.
Fred was saying that last night, too. He's like, yeah. I can't believe how intense he gets when he's talking about the Flyers.
Awesome. And joining us on the radio show live this time, which is an absolute blessing as opposed to a Skype call, our official Phillies correspondent, and when Phillies baseball is over, our official Philadelphia Flyers correspondent. In case you didn't know, you're not going to have enough to talk about this year, but unfortunately, we're gonna make you that position. Our good friend Chris Sackmaster, what's happening, brother?
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure to join you here today, and especially since it's 8 days post Diaz's funeral.
Didn't take long.
Didn't take long. Nope. I think Chris has to open up with a Diaz bashing every single time. So, boys, let's talk about what we found out yesterday. Darren Sproles said he would come out of retirement if it was the right situation. I guess the Eagles aren't convinced that they have a punt returner. Is it, 'cause that might be the only reason he'd be back in there, or there's something that's going to make all of us a little bit nervous, and that means they're not confident in their backfield right now, and I'm wondering what everybody's thoughts are on this. I like the move. I think field position is one of the biggest parts of the game, and if you have a guy that can average 15 yards on a punt return or 20 yards on a punt return, you know.
You don't think DeSean Jackson will be doing any punt returns? In big situations, he will be.
That was one of the things that we were going to get to. I mean, with DeSean back, I mean, do you want to risk DeSean in his, what, 13th year in the NFL?
Also, keep in mind, the last few years, DeSean has not played the full 16. I mean, DeSean's good for 12.
Yeah.
So if DeSean gets hurt, it's not a bad idea to have Matt Collins as the backup to take over his spot on that side of the field. And I think they look at that with Jeffrey, too, with Arcega-Whiteside. You got a big body that can take over when he needs a blow. I'm talking about a breather, if that's what we're talking about.
Family-friendly programming here on Green Legion Radio.
But bringing Sproles back, yes, you want to talk about him being a punt returner, but it also has to do with pass protection. And if the offensive line is not going to be healthy, you need to have Darren Sproles back there because he can do it on third downs and he can catch out of the backfield and get you 10 to 15 yards in a first down.
Totally agree. So what role do you think he's going to play? I mean,
play like a handful of snaps a game.
It's a handful of snaps, yeah. And will he be the punt returner?
Maybe once in a while.
Okay, so who is the slotted punt returner?
I don't think they're going to have a designated one. I think if you want to look at it, Darren Sproles should be, because to be honest with you, at this point in his career, he should only be touching the ball probably about 8 to 10 times a game.
I wouldn't even say that much.
Yeah, I was going to say less. Like,
I'm literally thinking 5 or 6.
I'm not talking about carries, though. I'm talking about, like, catching the ball in the backfield.
Right, right. Okay, I got you.
If you get him in the open field, he could still make you miss.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do we know this? Do we know this? What did we see from Darren Sproles post-injury last year?
Look at last year. Their record was, what, 4-6 when he missed games, and it was 5-1 when he was on the field?
Really? I didn't know that.
Is that accurate?
I saw that statistic last night on Twitter.
But even when he was on the field, he wasn't doing much. I don't recall last year at any point in time going, "Oh, awesome. There's the Darren Sproles we know."
I don't think you're ever going to see that guy again.
I don't mean it like that. I mean, I didn't see him doing anything. I mean, not even a shadow of the player that he once was.
Yeah. I'm just looking at win-loss record in that aspect. I mean, the guy has probably more of an impact than just being in a jumpsuit on the sideline.
How old is he now? What's he, 35?
35, 36.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't have much gas left in the tank.
Rob, are you going to add anything to this program, or are you going to stare at the ass out there?
I'm letting you guys talk.
You're supposed to talk.
I don't want to cut anybody off.
No, you're not cutting anybody off. You're staring. You're almost as bad of a host on this show as you are on yours.
Thanks. Oh, man. It's
going to
be
happy 350th pumpkin.
I'm saving everything for our show.
Thanks.
See, I said R.
Well, then go get me a fucking shot of Jameson.
Oh, now I'm your runner?
I thought Sean was your bitch today.
And while you're at it.
Might as well do something. What the hell was that?
Sean cut out. We're fine.
All right. Oh, that was a power cutout.
Yeah, we're back.
All right. Good. Are we still? No. Okay.
Are we still alive?
We're still broadcasting. We didn't lose anything.
We're still alive. Everything that's happening now is happening now.
Okay. So let's talk about the Flyers real quick.
Okay, and we're done.
And Jameson. And let's talk about the Sixers. Really not much to talk about there, even though...
The Celtics got mad at the Sixers for tampering this week.
For tampering?
Really? Yeah,
with what?
They said they were talking to Al Horford before the Celtics could, and the Celtics got mad because they went to call him, and he already signed the deal, and they flipped out.
Really?
But he was a player for them.
Hold on a second. First of all, let's talk about the fucking scumbag moves Danny Ainge has made over the years. I don't even want to hear it.
They're not happy.
You know, fuck him. Fuck them. Fuck Boston and their never-ending streak of football luck.
He manages like a bitch he played like.
Yeah, seriously. He did manage like a bitch, and he is a bitch. Be careful. Don't put that over the equipment. All right. Anybody up? Ready?
Cheers.
Oh, God.
Chris Sack, did you get one?
I did not get one, but it's okay.
All right, let's go.
Do you remember?
Cheers.
I'll tell you after this.
And the first Jameson shot of the day.
Remember at the hotel bar yesterday, the guy gave us the whole bottle?
Oh, my God, what the hell was that? I'm still hurting from that yesterday, in all fairness.
Now I'm not. I'm happy I didn't take that shot because I'm looking at your faces right now.
Sorry, we're not on cam right now. But,
bitter beer face.
So everybody, I still like the moves the Sixers are making. The only concern that I still have is Ben Simmons. If you don't start taking shots this year, you know, I've got nothing.
I had a conversation with Diaz on Facebook Messenger a couple weeks ago after one of the shows, and I told him, I was like, the key to next season is absolutely in Ben Simmons' hands.
100%.
12 to 15 foot mid-range jump shot. I'm not asking you to take a three-point shot, but the threat needs to kind of be there. Maybe take 2 to 3 a game, and you need to improve from the free throw line. 70-75%.
Have you ever seen his three-pointer success rate? It's awful.
He's taking them. It's only desperation threes that he's taken. It's been at the end of quarters and at the end of games.
And of shot clocks or something like that. Here's the deal, and this is where you're absolutely right, Chris. That 12 to 15 foot jumper, okay, at 6'10" and your point guard position, you're going to create matchup problems.
Yes.
But when you drive down low to get that post shot, that low post shot or the layup, all right, then your height advantage becomes negated, all right? The second you get down there with the towers, all of a sudden, all right, you're not up against a 6'4" point guard anymore. You don't have that 6 inches. So you have to have – and even if you don't have that 12 to 15-foot shot, you still have to take it. Awesome. I don't care if your field goal percentage is 25.
Think about
I want him taking it just to keep the defense honest,
yes.
Just to have one of the fucking – trees come out from underneath to try to block the shot and then dish that shit down to Joel.
The last 5 minutes of the game now, you're not going to have Jimmy Butler to take over the ball.
Exactly.
And control it out in the perimeter. They need to show...
I'm all right with Horford, though.
I'm absolutely all right
with my man's clutch. He's not big balls Bob, but...
I think we're all comfortable with the fact that Embiid's not going to play 82. He's not going to. But if he plays 62-65 and then he has to sit on a second night of a back-to-back and you need to put Horford down there, it's not a problem.
You're right. You're 100% right. Okay, so we're going to start talking Phillies right now. Let's jump to it. Let's jump to the fact that so many people have Liberty Bell hats on right now as opposed to Phillies hats. And I'm kind of digging that shit. As a matter of fact, the only jackass that doesn't have a Liberty Bell hat on the panel is Rob V.
Yeah, I also have the official Phillies hat on, jackass, but keep going. I have the actual hat they wear on the field.
You have really pretty eyes. You know
I know I do. Okay. Yeah, fuck me. Oh, sorry. It's a
family-friendly.
Sorry.
Come on, Rob.
Jesus.
Well, we just did a shot.
You know, if you guys just keep saying it but not doing it, doesn't mean it counts.
I think my wife is listening today. So.
Wait.
Go all in.
How many times have I thought about it? Does that count? Does seven times equal one and a half? All right. Rob. Quit messing around because I need you.
I'm trying to multitask. I'm listening.
I don't want you to multitask. I want you to pay attention.
I am paying attention.
Right. So, Chris Sack, our official Phillies correspondent of Green Legion Radio. I just want to bring up that which I think I know. Again, knowledge of baseball compared to you and Rob is completely novice. But with the pitching staff we went in with at the start of this season, would you have thought we would be any more than a possible wild card team?
Listen, I thought that they could...
Just real quick, absolutely, on this one, because you're going to have the whole stage
absolutely
for the next...
Yeah.
All right.
We have 40 minutes.
Would you have thought we would be anything more than a wild card
team?
Yes. You did.
I thought we had a shot to win the division.
Rob?
I thought we'd win the division.
With this pitching staff?
Yeah, because the lineup would be so good.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, that being said, and now we know that the lineup is sputtering a little bit.
It's getting better over the last couple weeks.
It's getting better. It is hitting season. The ball should be flying today.
Absolutely.
I'm making up that over-under I lost last night.
Sorry.
I thought you were quitting gambling. After
whatever, dude.
I'll never expect to see that day. Quimby stops gambling.
Well,
Earth will stop spinning.
In all fairness, let's talk about where we are right now. All right, the team is tied for the second wild card space or spot.
Yes,
and they've been playing like shit. Now they're not getting better right now. They're not playing any better. They're splitting series. Splitting with the Dodgers was good.
That was good.
That's awesome. They need to win today. All right, need to win today and put all the pressure on the Pirates tomorrow to not get swept. All right, but you win series, you start winning. You're going to start going up the ladder here. It is only July 20th. There's a lot of baseball left in
absolutely
the regular season.
Yes,
and I don't know if these guys can come around to some degree. I mean, there's still a chance. How many games behind are they in the division?
They're 7.5 behind the Braves.
7.5.
They're a game behind the Nationals.
That's a big step going from that first place, first wild card spot.
Think about it. When Kutch went down, I think it was right before that because they got swept by the Dodgers and they went to San Diego. So at one point, the Phillies had a 3.5 game lead over the Braves. So in the standings since that point, which is around Memorial Day, they've lost 11 games in the standings to the Braves.
Yeah, that's a lot in
it's
a short
lot of games
period of time.
And you were talking about the fact that they need to win today. Absolutely. Right now they're on a 2-game winning streak, which actually kind of qualifies as a winning streak. But
if that's two in a row.
That's two in a row.
You
we set the bar that low.
Yeah.
So
you won a game yesterday. You won one today. If you win one tomorrow, that's called a winning streak.
But if you look at their season, okay, they've won 5 in a row. That's their longest winning streak of the season. Their longest losing streak of the season is 7. So they need to kind of counterbalance that somewhere along the line. They need to get on a winning streak. And against a team like the Pirates, who they should handle this weekend, and then they're off on Monday, and then they have 2 in Detroit before a big series against the Braves next weekend. They have to win these games. You have to take these 2 against the Pirates and sweep them out, and then you got to go to Detroit and handle that crap squad. They have to do it. They have to get on a win streak going into next weekend. I'm not expecting them to catch the Braves, but I'm expecting them to be better. Like, they need to start separating themselves in that wild card race because right now there's not a lot of room for error. The second to worst team in the National League is 6.5 games behind them for the wild card spot. 6.5. The Giants, who everyone wants Madison Bumgarner to be traded, they've won 9 in a row. They're 2 games behind the Phillies and the Cardinals right now for the second wild card spot.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
So do you honestly think the Giants are going to trade Bumgarner now?
No, not at this point.
Why would they?
Why would they? Well, hold on. If the deal's right, they would. But
possibly.
But that price tag just went up. Over the last 2 weeks, that price tag just went up.
Especially because there's nothing in the game right now. The Marlins don't have anything to trade. They're 13.5 out in the wild card. They have nothing to trade.
And let's talk about that from a realistic standpoint. Yes. And if you're one of these knuckleheads that gave themselves contract extensions, which...
Oh, do you think I'm happy about that?
Oh, I know you're not.
I bitched about it a half hour after I woke up that morning and found out about it.
I know you're not. in their mind, if they are a legitimate management staff, honestly, I hope they wouldn't go after him at this point with that price tag going up.
Bumgarner.
Yeah, because they're not ready. All right, this team is literally not ready. All right, now, I get it. We all had hoped. Rob, you and Chris both said that you thought they could win the division.
Yeah.
All right, I think that we found that there are still glaring weaknesses. And you know, that bullpen is a fucking train wreck. The bullpen's a train wreck. So, you know, is it going to be worth mortgaging the farm or whatever it is to get Bumgarner when you don't really have much to work with to begin with to again, you know, possibly duct tape a situation that really needs to be a teardown?
Well, Rob or Rex, what do you guys feel on that?
It depends what we're giving up.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not expecting them to give up Alec Baum. I'm not expecting that at all. I think it would be stupid. Or Adonis Medina.
What the Phillies can do now is that other teams can pay contract, take money.
Granky.
Yeah. They can
smart deal right there.
Yeah. Just we'll pay his whole contract. We'll give you a 7th-round pick.
The sad part about that is the Diamondbacks are a game out of the wild card too.
I know. But, you know, listen, hitting can cure a lot of things. If they win today, they've won 4 out of 6. So that's a good start. It's going in the right direction, as I like to say. And on top of that, Harper over.
Well, actually, 5 out of 7.
Correct.
If you think about it, because remember, they won the game last Sunday with Franco hitting the walk-off.
In the last 7 days, Harper is batting 320 with 8 hits, and he's got 8 RBIs, and he's got a homer. And he's got 4 doubles. Well, so he's starting to hit the ball well.
Well, since the All-Star break, because that's eight total games. I did this morning when I was waking up and I was prepping for the show. He's batting a total of 345 with 4 doubles, a home run, 8 RBI, 4 runs scored, 3 walks, only 7 strikeouts, but 5 multi-hit games. Yeah. I don't think he's had collectively over the season before this last 8 games, 5 multi-hit games.
And he had that walk-off the other day.
What I'm more impressed with was that you got up and you were doing stats to get ready for the show, and we woke up and we started drinking.
I did. You can ask my esteemed panel, my own esteemed panel over here. I started drinking this morning with the Captain and Ginger before they even
good
decided to drink some beer. So he was.
I smashed down a little bit of leftover pizza that I ordered last night.
Actually, the pizza place.
I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
I smashed it. Yes.
Family friendly.
Family
friendly.
Friendly.
Family friendly.
But Bryce Harper is heating up, though. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. I just hope it's not a streaky thing. I hope he's starting to be more consistent.
He's staying back more on the ball right now, which when he's starting to hit the ball towards left center field is when Harper is at his best. It was kind of like when Howard was at his best during the glory years. When Howard was hitting that ball to left center and he was staying back on the pitch and staying on his back leg and he was putting it to the opposite field, that's when he was at his best. Same thing with Harper. He's a power hitter.
Sorry, family-friendly programming here again?
PG.
What are you two doing over there?
A hell of a lot more than you. I think you've said about 12 words so far this show.
Sorry, Rex.
I was supposed to stay out of it.
What do you mean? You're deep in it at this point. Keep drinking,
you puss.
Anyway.
Family friendly.
Family friendly. Especially those bald-headed guys wearing a Realmuto jersey.
That'll be in 20 seconds, we'll realize that.
Yeah, he'll turn around in about 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Nope.
No, that's
nope.
Holly.
He might not know we're talking about him.
Oh, maybe he's talking to the old lady. Yeah, he's talking right now. Anyway.
Hey, all
right.
Thumb up.
Oh, my God. Your wife actually married you with fingers that small?
That's not the only thing that's small on him, Quimby.
Well, what do you think I was going with this? Anyway, guys, I think it's a good time to take a break, a song or two. Yeah, let's do this. We're going to come back with more Phillies talk on Green Legion Radio. Yeah, right after this. We'll also we'll be taking a call in from Hollis and from Diaz today.
Big time.
Yeah, just to let you know since those guys couldn't make it. But we'll be back with more Green Legion Radio right after this. All right, we are back on Green Legion Radio for our last and final segment. This is an abbreviated version of the show today. We really just wanted to get out here, do another remote. We enjoy remotes, so if you guys actually want to talk about that for either the Green Legion Radio show or the Rob V show, reach out to me at Quimby@GreenLegion.com. I'd be more than happy to talk to you about it. We got a couple of remotes, a couple of crossover remotes coming up next month as the Penthouse Club in Philadelphia will actually be hiring both the Green Legion Radio show and the Rob V show to come in for three straight nights on their grand reopening, and we will be giving away a trip for two to a Green Legion road trip every night for those three nights.
As Hollis would say, awesome sauce!
Awesome sauce! I hope his ass is listening right now. Yeah, so let's continue the Phillies talk. All right, who's pitching today? I don't even know.
Zach Eflin.
Yikes! And let's talk about Eflin. I mean, he's been nothing but middle of the road at best.
We were talking about this earlier. There's good Eflin and bad Eflin, and when Eflin is going really good, you think you have a solid two or three that can help out Nola in the rotation. When Eflin's going really bad, you kind of want to pair him with Vince Velasquez and Nick Pivetta and be like, I think we're going to take him out of the rotation. Speaking of rotation, though, Nick Pivetta is no longer in the rotation. They finally picked him out of the rotation and moved him to the bullpen because they signed Drew Smyly yesterday. So they moved him to the bullpen. And Pivetta, to me, with his build and with his stuff, he reminds me of Ryan Madsen. I mean, I'm not saying you automatically throw in the eighth inning.
That's kind of a big stretch.
He's got two pitches, which would be nice if
Ryan Madsen was an all-star pitcher.
Ryan Madsen was barely an all-star pitcher.
He's one of the reasons that we won the World Series. Without Ryan Madsen, we don't win a World Series.
You mean that run he gave up against
Rocco Baldelli?
When he came in relief of Hamels, which would have given him how many wins in the playoffs?
Revisionist history.
Well, J.C. Romero was also a big part of that as well.
Yeah, he was on something, too.
At least Rob woke up.
He absolutely was.
Excuse me? You've said like 10 words.
I'm here for security.
I'm here for. It's not my department.
It's kidding, Caddy.
Remember, I'm the human speed bump.
All right, Chris.
Yes, sir.
What do you want to talk about regarding Phillies? Let's leave this an open forum for our official Phillies correspondent. You didn't think I was going to throw this on you, but I am.
No. Like I said, I mean, you're looking at right now, we're talking about trade partners. We're talking about the fact that the Phillies need to.
When is the trade deadline? The end of the month?
July 31st. Now, keep in mind, this is the first year where they're not doing the
waiver trade deadline. Wire shit.
Yeah.
Who did we pick up last year that wound up going through 20 fucking teams before? Well, he's playing for the Mets right now. What's his name?
Well, I mean, are you thinking about, like, we had to get Asdrubal Cabrera, we had Jose Bautista.
No. Oh, Bautista.
Jose Bautista. Yeah. We got him from the Mets. He got through a couple teams. Now, the thing is, you look back, like, especially like 2008, okay? We got Matt Stairs and Scott Ayer, who were big contributors to that World Series. We got them in August. It's kind of the same way, but a lot of teams aren't willing to sell right now because there's a lot of teams that are still in the race. Like I touched on last segment. The Marlins are completely out of it, but they're playing better baseball.
The Marlins are a better team than people want to give it. And the Nationals are a much better team than people want to give them credit for.
The Nationals, the thing that makes the Nationals tick is the fact that they have a middle of the order and they have three stud starters. And their bullpen is just as much of a dumpster fire as ours is, but so is the rest of baseball. But there's not a lot of teams that are willing to sell. I mean, the Chicago White Sox just dropped out of the race. They lost seven in a row right now, which means there's six teams in the American League that are not within shouting distance of a wild card spot. Rob, what do you think, man? Like, what do you think as far as a trade? Obviously, I think we need to get another starter to go along with Nola at the top of the rotation. And if that's the case, you take Vince Velasquez out of the rotation, you put him in the bullpen along with Pivetta, and then you can roll until, like, Arrieta, the bone spur, is no longer something that he can pitch with. You can roll with a rotation with a Nola, a number two or three, whoever the hell you get, a Drew Smiley.
Whoever the hell we get. We just get some guy. Whoever the hell we get.
He's just some guy.
Like if they make a trade
California Penal.
If they make a trade for like a Robbie Ray or a Zach Greinke, like we were kind of talking about. But I don't think Bumgarner's don't. I think Bumgarner, if he gets traded, he's going to the Braves or the Yankees.
I'd more look at fixing the bullpen. Because our problem, the starting pitching hasn't been horrific the last 2 weeks.
You're right.
It has not been. We've had leads.
They made another deal today to help out the bullpen, too. They made a trade for Matt Morin from the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah. Is that helping or is that a duct tape fix?
Well, there's a lot of things that you have to duct tape fix when a lot of teams are still in the race. But the guy has a 3.18 ERA in the American League in 23 appearances
this
year.
That's pretty
good. 22 and a third. That's not bad, especially if you're only giving up cash to bring him in.
And they got the DH out there, so it's not bad at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The American League, it's a little bit more offensive driven. But I see what you're saying about the rotation, but I think it, a lot of it's fool's gold, though.
What do you mean, right? No, I don't think so. I think the team's starting to hit. This team can still – the team has not hit altogether at once except the first month of the season.
It's probably the first week or two of the season.
Yeah.
They really didn't hit collectively as a part.
They can all get hot.
They can.
They're not out of it yet, baby.
They're not out of it yet.
No, they're not.
Listen, if the season ended today, they'd probably have a one-game playoff with the Cardinals to dictate who's going to play
the
Nationals. Yeah. And I keep on saying this, Quimby. If we wind up in that one-game playoff and we're playing the Nationals, I am so looking forward to that road trip.
Oh,
baby.
Boy.
Woo, start booking it.
I really have to pull up one of these days. Let me see if I can find it. Wow, you guys, this is great because I got more Facebook likes than any other post I've ever had after some idiot
Even
from the
your
Nationals.
Even your political post?
Yeah.
So what do you guys?
Thank God Diaz isn't here. I don't have to argue with him today.
What did you guys think of the Neris suspension?
Well, the Neris suspension was warranted. He gave up a home run, and then the very second pitch after that, he throws at the guy's head. Now listen. I think they're gonna downgrade it. It's gonna go from three to like two. But he was selfish in that moment. Now I loved. This is what I loved, and I'm actually happy that my dad is sitting to my left right now. I'm happy that my dad agreed with this because my dad's an old-school baseball guy. When Neris got the save the other day and he looked at the Dodgers dugout and he said, F you,
I loved it.
Loved it. Because we've been punching bags for like the last 7 years. And finally, somebody along the line grew a nutsack and decided to do something about it. And I loved every minute of it. If we get the one-game playoff and we win that and we face the Dodgers in the NLDS, I want all of that smoke. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me. I want all the heat. I don't care if we get swept in three. Give it to me.
Okay. This is in an email dated August 21st, 2017 from John M. from the Washington Nationals. Hi there. My name is John with the Washington Nationals. My buddy that is a huge Philly fan recommended that I reach out to you because of the trips you've coordinated and vast number of Philly fans that you work with. I saw you are coordinating some things for the Eagles versus Redskins here in a few weeks. The Phillies also just so happened to be in D.C. from the 7th to the 10th as well. With that said, I did want to reach out and see if there might be interest in bringing a group to a Phillies-Nats game as well if you'll be in the area for an extended time. There are no official trips. We could still put together a special discount code if you would be willing to share it in a newsletter or social media. The discount code would be valid for all Phillies games in the series and would save them 10 to 15% off the single game ticket price. I could customize the code to make example Green Legion, and then those in your database who utilize it would probably be appreciative of the money that you save them. If this might be of any interest or I can ever assist here in any way, please don't hesitate to reach out. John.
Here we go.
Let me clear my throat.
DJ Cool. My response 4 days later. This went to the Nationals.
This was electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
John, might not be the most professional thing to say, but in all fairness, I do not care. I would not give the Washington Nationals another fucking dime after what you pricks did to us 6 years ago. I would assume you weren't around for the Take Back the Park campaign headed off by one Andy Pfeffer, who I believe is selling tires in Alabama right now, after I spent probably $100,000 with you guys in the previous couple seasons, so prick wouldn't necessarily apply to you. Nonetheless, the Nationals will never get my business again. I wish you continued choking in the playoffs, and thank you for reaching out.
They still have not sniffed an NLCS.
And they won't.
Anyway, that's in case you wanted to know how I feel about an ads trip. I would rather get those tickets on the secondary market for some dumb fuck who actually has to make some sort of an arrangement as a sponsor with them. I'll find out that who that prick is and give him $3 extra on the fucking face value before I ever give another dime to that bullshit organization.
Could you imagine us, though, storming up on Nationals Park?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, gosh.
We used to.
Yeah.
You were there. Fred was there. Sean was there.
Chad was there. All of us were there. We stormed that ballpark time after time after time.
I can't believe they wouldn't let me in the park with a baseball bat, which I was using as the sickle for the Red Reaper.
Yeah,
that didn't go over well.
I can't imagine why that
didn't work. Sir, you can't go in with that. Why?
It's just a baseball
why?
Bat.
Why? Absolutely not.
It's not aluminum.
However, you can come sit here next to Connie.
Connie loves that.
I love when people think our table cover is a placemat.
Yeah, right.
She just gave him the thumb. Get out of here.
Oh, here we go. Yay. Okay. Anyway, so predictions for the rest of the season. That's probably what we're looking at right now. We've got about 11 minutes left on the show here, and we are going to end this right at 3:30 so we can get
to
the Rob V Show. We do have, for anybody that wants to listen, robvradio.com or tune in radio. Look for the Rob V Show. We have the world-famous adult porn star, Brandi Love, calling in at exactly 3:45. She is an absolute sweetheart. She's been in studio with us. We couldn't be any happier to have her. So that's coming up in less than 30 minutes.
And the girls from Cheerleaders.
And the girls from Cheerleaders here in Pittsburgh are going to be joining us as well. We're going to have to figure out how to get rid of Rex so they have mic space.
Can we wall off this part of the
Yes.
So it's like the studio?
I'm still looking for a fucking pole we can use. I'm not going to lie. I see a couple pink ones right there in the middle. But
surprised you didn't pack that up in the studio, Quinn.
But Brett made me promise we wouldn't turn pork and beans into porn and beans. Once again, thanks to our host, Pork and Beans, here on 6th Street in Pittsburgh, right at the base of the Roberto Clemente Bridge.
Fantastic host.
Yeah, these guys are great. This food is ridiculous. You guys got to go get some food in the switch.
They
when
were
you
awesome
do that.
Last night too. They were great last night.
These guys are great. Riley close. Behind the bar. I mean, my man might be a little too hipster for me normally, but he's a great bartender.
When you mentioned Cole Nosby earlier and he snapped his gloves,
yep.
I honestly believed we were doing that.
You know what? We've done a lot of things on our radio shows in the past. We've even done the pee challenge, Rob. How about that?
Yeah, the trust pee.
We've
done everything. Well, no, that's on. Well, I don't know about this. It's family friendly. Remember?
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a couple more minutes.
Yeah, we can always get to
save
that
for
the
Rob.
Sorry. Get back on track. Get back on track. All right. So predictions. What do you think about today?
Well, I did put money on the Phillies to win tonight.
All right. Good.
So I do feel now there's going to be a lot of tonight they're celebrating the 1979 World Champions for the Pirates, which is the last time they won
the World Series. The last time, man. And we feel bad. You know, these pricks have football and hockey, so they you know.
Yeah.
But it's a shame because Pittsburgh baseball. I remember those days, the Willie Stargell days. I mean, just watching that guy swing that bat when he was up at the plate.
The dude owned a yellow star in the upper deck of Veterans Stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, man, that guy is the truth. He's like Ryan Howard. Before Ryan Howard, obviously, but, you know, Ryan Howard was like Willie Stargell. But majestic blast after majestic blast. I think the Phillies win tonight. Are we looking at predictions for the rest of the season, too?
I was just going to say they had a great slogan for the 79 season. We are family.
We are family.
That was the slogan there for the Pirates.
Great. All right. Predictions for the rest of the season. Let's give it right now. I mean, we're 100 games in, right?
I think they're destined for the one game playoff for the wild card. I think it's going to be up between. There's going to be four teams that are going to be legit into it, which I believe it's going to be the Phillies, the Nationals, the Cardinals, and an unforeseen team. I can't name it a fourth at this time, but they're going to be battling for those two wild card spots before the end of the season.
Is there a possibility that this team falls off the ledge?
There's any possibility that's with any team, especially because I'm not a big believer in the front office and the manager. So that could fall apart at any time. And especially last year, we thought that they were destined for the playoffs, and they choked down the stretch. So under this manager, the history doesn't prove right. But as long as Bryce is hitting and the rest of this lineup gets their shit together, this team can get to the playoffs. They need to make a trade for a starting pitcher, though.
Rob and Chris, something you just said there that absolutely ticks this thing. Is it safe to say that if Harper is hitting, the rest of the lineup is better?
Absolutely.
And tell everybody why. Tell the novice baseball fan why.
I saw a stat the other day, okay? And this is before he hit his hot streak, really, like, after the All-Star break. So, Bryce Harper, when runners are on base, and I'm not just saying runners in scoring position, which actually he's second in the National League with his batting average with runners in scoring position, but when there's just runners on base, he was batting around .345 with runners on base, which was Cody Bellinger-esque, which is MVP level this season. When nobody is on base, he's Andrew Knapp. So the key is for Kingery and Segura to get on base. If they're on base, Harper's going to drive them in. He's a clutch player. We saw it the other night. That 8-7
He does. He does like the heat.
He loves the spotlight, man. He is a red light player, as they used to say about Lenny Dykstra. Give that man the spotlight.
Yep.
You want to know the difference when he's hitting, what the biggest difference is? When you have a guy hitting there, that means the guy behind him is going to see better pitches because they're going to throw strikes to him because they don't want him to come up with runners on base. So that means when he comes up, they're going to throw the people behind him fastballs.
Absolutely.
So that's why he's walking so much. I think he leads the league in walks.
He doesn't lead the league in walks.
If he's
actually
not, he's in the top two
actually,
or top three.
There was a stat last night that the Pirates broadcast showed. Hoskins leads the National League in walks, and Harper is number two. So those two will lead the league in walks if they do want to. I forget the last time it happened. It was back in like the 60s or 70s, though. It's been a while.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. What was Harper's batting average since the All-Star break?
345.
He's up to 260 now. I wanted him at 270.
I want him, collectively. We can
live with that, right?
Absolutely.
30 home runs, 100 RBIs, and a 270 average. Is that what we want a little bit more?
I was hoping 40 home runs.
We're not getting to 40 home runs.
No,
this year.
No, he's not going to get
what
to
is 40. What does he have right now?
He's 17.
17.
Listen, here's what people are disappointed about with Bryce Harper this season, and it's two things. Now, one of them applies to me. He strikes out too much. Now, his strikeouts have gone down a lot over the last few weeks, but a lot of people are disappointed at the fact that he's not hitting those majestic home runs every game, every at bat. Listen, you've got to temper your expectations. The guy is going to get his. Right now, he's eighth in the National League in RBIs. The guy comes through in the clutch when there's runners on base. Give that man, like I said, give that man the spotlight. He has his just due. He's been great for it.
So, and you know what? That represents a problem with management and Kapler right there. When they had him batting Harper in the two, It made no fucking sense.
Kapler was just trying to make a change to try and divvy things up. Now, remember a few weeks ago, I put on Facebook on one of the posts, I said that they should switch
Kapler's up. Cute.
He's a fantastic-looking man.
He's cute.
He's very handsome.
Save that for the next show.
He's rugged.
Oh, family-friendly program.
But I look at it.
Lo siento, mi amigos.
I look at it with Harper. I said all along that Harper should have been batting fourth if they were going to switch things up and give Real Muto better pitches to hit. Because if you get him going, Hoskins doesn't need protection. He put up 34 home runs last year without anybody batting behind him. That was credible. So if he was batting five and he had Cesar batting six, what the hell does it matter?
We really kind of wanted to see a little bit more power out of Real Muto, didn't we? We were expecting to see a little bit more.
You would expect that because he played in that, albatross of a ballpark down there with that huge-ass thing in left center field that they removed, by the way.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Finally.
Which is a joke. But you would have thought that him going from that big-ass ballpark to Citizens Bank Park, his power numbers would have went up, which they haven't. But the guy's batting .275. And if, he leads the league in run scored for a catcher, and he's throwing out 22 base runners.
I don't think people put a lot of weight, unfortunately, into how fast he gets that ball down to second base.
His defense and throwing runners out when they're still in bases.
Ridiculous.
He's a great baseball player.
Before last night, when they stole two bases on him, which he would have easily thrown him out if he had good throws, he was throwing out base runners 42% clip. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's huge. All right, everybody, on behalf of myself, your host, Quimby, my co-host tonight, Rob Valivas, my other co-host, Chris Sack, and the guy who's pretty much as useful as tits on a fish, Rex Conroy.
So are we going to do Get It Off Your Chest or no?
I was about to say, well, we're going to have our final segment, and we call it Get It Off Our Chest.
There I go again, being a human speed bump.
I would like to get off my chest the fact that, Rex, start talking more again. You got into rhythm.
You got into rhythm,
and you shut
guys.
Up. This no, you interrupt all the time. Fuck them.
I want a Rex eruption, man. I love yeah. the Rex eruption.
I'm pissed off we didn't get a Rex eruption this week.
We got time.
I thought I just did it. Asking about the
jump in.
When he creeps out the girls, and we have him on in the show.
I'll go to high schools with you, ladies.
Oh, we'll play that.
High schools with you.
Ah, fuck yeah. All right. Rob, you have anything you want to get off your chest?
No, I'm actually, everything's good. I got nothing to complain about right now.
Excellent. Chris?
Actually, I do, because the other day I got cursed out by a customer at my job who called me up, and without even, like, explaining to me what the hell was going on, he was calling me a piece of shit and telling me to F off.
You are a piece of shit.
Was it Quimby?
No way. I think they got our numbers mixed up. So he's sitting there, and he's like, blowing me out with, like, you know, F-bomb after F-bomb, and I hung up on him. So I figured it out, and then I called him back, and I gave him, I was like, yo, listen, here's what the solution is. But here, in the future, you don't talk to people that way. And I'm putting that out there to everybody right now. Listen,
I disagree. I talk to everybody that way.
But I'm not that kind of person. You want something out of me, go ahead and explain it to me. Let me know what you want, but at least be respectful.
It's the honey and vinegar thing, right?
Yeah, I've got nothing for that. I've got nothing for you. But, hey, it works for you. Rex.
Absolutely.
So one thing I would like to get off my chest, and if you remember the first Dodgers game versus the Phillies, what was the final score? 16-2. And they looked absolutely pathetic. They had no guts. Their manager is like, he's like a fucking mannequin in the dugout.
That's a good looking mannequin, though.
And one thing that the Phillies showed in two of those games against the Dodgers is they have plenty of guts. They just need to show it every game, and they don't show it every game. And I wish they would. And I think it goes back to the manager. He doesn't get him pumped up for every game.
I agree. But the thing is, though, real quick before we go, they responded the very next night. And I'm not
putting, saying,
that,
the,
I'm not, I'm
the
not putting that on the manager, but right now they responded the very next night, and I was happy to see that, because if we were on Wednesday night, I was going to thrash some people, and Quimby was expecting that.
I mean, look how fired up Harper was that game when he had the walk-off. Where is that every night? I want that every night. I don't need them.
Okay, we're ready
night.
To end the show, right. Rex.
Sorry. I was getting it off my chest.
Everybody, for what I think is the 38th or 39th episode, we don't do episodes anymore. We put the episodes up online, but no. It's just we plan on doing mass amounts and want to rock it out. But you guys, appreciate you being here with me. Rob and Rex, appreciate you taking the trip just to do the radio show and come out and watch the game. Chris, always appreciate you guys being part of everything.
Love you, brother.
Yeah.
Love you.
Same with your dad. Same with Sean. Same with
Chad.
Mr. Lafferty. Huh?
Mr. Lafferty, Chad.
Chad. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Best friend of 22 years.
It's awesome. Real quick, one more time. Miller Lite, Rivers Casino, Bucks County Baseball Company, David Dodge Chrysler Jeep, and our good friend Mike McVay, Cavs Restaurants, Delilah's Bourbon Blue, Bayou Cactus, Manioc Sport and Social Club, City Fitness, Philadelphia, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square Market East, and Somo Sophie, and hopefully again, Stateside Vodka. Everybody, on behalf of my entire panel, we hope you guys enjoyed, and we will see you on Wednesday.